Good morning. Welcome to Planet Chaos. I am your host, Brandon Chaos. With me, as always, is Ed Giggity. Easter was this weekend. What'd you do for Easter?
Yeah, we had a good day. Kids got way too much candy. In the evening, we went over to Lauren's mother's house, and we had a great dinner.
Yeah.
And came home and chilled, and it was a good evening.
Is that it? Anything exciting over the last week?
Oh, nothing really. Just chilling. Spring break started Friday. My kid thought it was a good idea to try to chop his own finger off. I had to go take him to get stitches.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, right through the almost to the bone.
Damn.
Yeah, we tried for like an hour to get stop bleeding. It's got trickling blood. I'm like, sorry, kid. I'm gonna get stitches. You know what was great about it, too, was we went to the place in Youngstown. What's that called? Mercy Health?
Yeah.
Penny's, whatever they call. And they have, like, a little mini room off to the side for, like, minor injuries. Like, you don't normally go to the emergency room. It's like a four-hour ordeal.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And then, like, we were in and out in an hour. Like, I even see a doctor and nurse, like, yeah, I got it.
You know, emergency rooms kind of have to put that in because now, like,
yeah,
they're losing money because people are going to urgent cares a lot more than they're going to the emergency room anymore.
Mm-hmm, because of the time.
Yeah, it's a long wait time. A lot of people go to emergency room for things that aren't even real emergencies either.
Yeah. Other than that, it's pretty standard week.
Yeah, kids on spring break this week.
Yeah, if you can call it spring break, more like fall break.
Yeah, for real.
It's snowing today.
Well, we're in Ohio, so you should expect snow up until June.
I can still hate it.
I know, me too.
I expect getting a flu every week, but I still hate it.
What's going on over there?
Huh?
What's going on over there? You got WrestleMania going on over there?
Oh, no, the kids are upstairs playing, making noise.
Thought maybe
have them all in a cage. Told them whoever lives and survives the night gets a piece of candy.
Thought maybe they were having their own WrestleMania over there.
Ah, the three boys wrestling. That's probably what they're doing.
Killing each other.
Yeah. They'll have plenty of time to be quiet when they're standing on the wall all day tomorrow, being noisy.
So what else has been going on? Anything fun and interesting?
Nothing much. That's it. Just waiting for spring break to be over so I have a peaceful day again.
Yeah, but then summer break is right around the corner.
That's all right. I can send them out to the neighborhood then. If the weather was better, it'd be easier. Because they have friends, they go play. We got them a baseball set for Easter, so they want to go outside for baseball.
Okay.
So if it's nice, you know, they can do that.
Yeah, dude, like spring break really sucks when you don't have the weather.
Yeah. Spring break's either really nice or really shitty. There's no in between.
Yeah. So what grades are your kids in?
Adeline's in first.
Okay.
And then Ryan through EJ is 3, 4, 5.
Okay. In their grades, like in their classes, when they get their report cards, is it like A, B, C, D, E, F?
Or I think after second or third grade, it's grades.
Okay.
I think. There's still a couple classes that will get like an S or a pass again.
Yeah.
If it's like an extra class or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I don't think they grade, like, the arts or gym. I think gym's, like, a pass-fail.
Okay.
Like, art and stuff. Like, music is, like, a pass-fail kind of thing. Which it always should be.
Because I'm hearing that some schools are considering getting rid of the grading system. It's either going to be pass-fail.
I think in grade school, that's... Yeah, I don't see...
Well, I'm talking about all the way up until high school. Like, into high school.
I would start the grade scale at freshman year because of valedictorian reasons. But grade school, no one ever is ever work at this gas station because you got a D in social studies in fourth grade.
Did you know, though, a lot of schools have gotten rid of valedictorians and salutatorians?
Why?
Because it makes the other kids feel bad.
But those kids work hard to get that.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that I don't get is, like, to be the valedictorian or the salutatorian, you have to bust your ass. You have to work really hard. So if you didn't make it to that level, you know that you didn't work hard enough. It's the same as it is in the real world. You know, you're not going to sit there and wonder why you didn't get a promotion over somebody else who actually got the promotion. You know they got the promotion because they busted their ass and worked hard to get there, and you didn't bust your ass enough.
Yeah, that's the... I know, like, those kids that go that actually strive for that, they go through a lot of stress. They work their ass off. They miss lot of what's fun.
Yeah.
Like, Joel's sister, she was a salutatorian. And she was crushed when she was a valedictorian.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like, she worked really hard. There was times where she could have went out, like, just went out with us. She's like, no, got to see him with study, got tech, you know?
Well, I know when we were...
Those kids that work for it, they deserve it.
When we were, I think, freshmen or sophomores, they did away with... You remember our report cards used to be the actual percentage grade. And then they got rid of the percentages. And it was just
that must
A,
have been
B.
a champion thing.
Oh, no, this was the whole state of Ohio.
Oh, I never... In Harding, we just had grades.
Well, there were schools throughout the state that had... Yeah. Where you would get a percentage. So, you know, an A is, let's say, 95% to 100%, I think is what it is.
92.
Pretty much anywhere.
Isn't it? 92?
No, it's 95, dude. And then after...
In Harding, it was 92. I remember
because you guys
92.
Have a bunch of tards.
Well...
They have to throw in a curve there, so they can actually get some A's.
Sets that scale?
No, it's pretty universally accepted. Like, it's 95 to 100 is A, and then 85 to 94 is B. Well, so anyways, the state of Ohio got rid of percentages, and it was just A. So anybody that had an A average for all 4 years or whatever the prerequisite is for valedictorian – they all got to be valedictorian. So they went from being that there was just one every year to where there was like 20, 25 valedictorians by the time we were seniors.
I pulled up. They actually have a scale. A plus is 96 and up. A regular A is 93 and up. And A minus is 90 and up.
That must be different then.
90, 93. Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was never like that. Because then I remember 64 and below is F.
Yeah. Less than 65 is an F on this scale.
Yeah. But, you know, I remember preschool and kindergarten, how they graded you, it was S or U, satisfactory or unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
And then, like, first grade on was when you started getting grades. And I think it was, like, first, second, and third, it might have been just the letter grade. But then fourth grade on, it was percentages until I think maybe freshman or sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. I think grades should start in freshman year. That gives everybody a clean slate to go for the valedictorian.
Well, you know, in a way, I kind of agree, like, hey, let's get rid of grades. But in a way, it's like... No, they actually do serve a purpose, in a sense.
Yeah.
We could go to a system where it's
pass
or fail.
You don't want a C average doctor.
Exactly. But at the same time, also, you know, let's say, you know, you want to go to, you know, let's say you've got excellent grades. You want to go to Princeton, all right? You want to become a lawyer. And they look at your transcripts, and they see, okay, you're doing great. You know, A's and everything. But then there was a couple times there where you got, like, a couple D's in your history classes. And that's going to raise a red flag. You know, we go to a simple pass-fail system, then pretty much anybody can get into an Ivy League school. You don't have to be the best of the best anymore.
Yeah.
You know, then you're going to, you know, if that's the case, then Ivy League schools have to take everybody. So everybody, every fucking moron is going to end up in Princeton or Yale or Harvard or, you know, Cornell or one of those fancy schools, but then you're going to see the smaller schools fail.
Well, then they're going to rely on testing. They're going to rely on the ACTs and stuff like that, SATs.
And they're also going to rely on that testing. They're also going to have to do their own, like, entry tests and shit like that.
Yeah, that's just to create more testing. And I know people that are super smart. But
that's all schooling is anymore, is preparing you for tests. It's insane. It's not teaching you. It's not preparing you for the world anymore. It's preparing you to take tests. But the thing is, in the real world, you're not relying on tests in your everyday life.
See, I don't think that's a school's responsibility. I think it's us as parents. It's our responsibility to teach the kids about the world. School, I don't know why people think that school is supposed to be the whole, they're supposed to teach you everything. No, your mom and dad are supposed to teach you things. School is just academics. Reading, writing, arithmetic, the three R's.
But there's things that go along with that. That's not being taught. Like, why don't we have a financial planning class in high school? Why don't we have a class that teaches
you?
No, you don't.
Why am I the only person that forgets in one of my math classes I took where they taught us how to balance a checkbook?
Yeah, we learned that. Yeah. We learned that. But nobody taught you anything about credit scores and how they work.
That's because no one knows how credit scores, how they work. That's a fictional scam. That is a scam to make people borrow money.
Yeah, it is. It's a total scam.
Hey, you've never defaulted on a loan? Well, you've never taken out a loan either, so we don't trust you. Well, how am I supposed to build it if you won't give me a loan first?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, nobody, like even my parents, you know, my parents have had great credit most of my life, but they didn't even say, hey, credit score is important. You need to work on that. You know, something that a lot of people our age have been doing for their children, and something that our parents should have done for us is, you know, when their kid is like 14, 15 years old, they're getting a credit card, you know, in their kid's name, you know, well, you know, adding their kid as like an authorized user on another card for them. And then just putting it in like a safe or something and not using it. And so like when you use your card and pay it off, it's building their credit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the whole system needs to be redone. It's an old, outdated system.
You know, it's credit scores, like the credit system that we use today has only been around for just over 30 years.
It's a long-ass time.
Not really. You gotta think, like, where our parents were at. 30
years ago was the 90s. Think about how we used to act and what we did in the 90s compared to what we did today.
Yeah.
30 years is a long-ass time for any type of system.
Not for this, though, really. I mean, the way the credit system works now has only been going on for 33 years, which means, you know, when our parents and grandparents were buying their first house or buying a car, this isn't the way it worked. In fact, I mean, when our parents were buying our first car, they didn't even need to take out a loan on it.
No, they just they worked a summer job.
Yeah.
And they still had enough money left over for booze and weed.
Yeah.
You know,
you could buy a car. You could buy a used car for $500, but it's going to be an 86 Cavalier that you're going to have to dump $150 a month into.
Yeah, it's all a scam, man. What happened was credit card companies figured out, hey, we can scam these people. We can scam poor people that can't afford things. We'll let them borrow from us, but we're going to fucking jam them up. Like Rent-A-Center and all those places, what they do. They take advantage of poor people.
Yeah.
You're buying a $400 TV for like $1,800.
Yeah.
Because you don't have good credit, so you got to pay twice as much.
Yep.
And there's no regulation. There's no, you can't tell someone what they can charge for things. And if you're desperate and you need it, you have to do it.
And you know what else is crazy too? Like, you know, you could have a credit card that you use every month, pay it off right away. You know, maybe 1 month you had to, you know, you had to overspend, and then, you know, let's say you had to make the payment late. Your credit will drop like 30 points just from that. And then it'll take another year for it to get back up to where it was before it dropped. It's like, damn, I was a week late one time. You know, my credit score is maybe rising 1 point a month from paying it every month, but I miss one payment and it goes down 30 points. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, that's not fair. They want to take more money and nickel and dime. They want to keep the poor so the rich can get richer. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's
They don't even want you to be even. They don't like that shit. They want lows and highs.
You know, 20-year-old with, you know, let's say, you know, middle class 20-year-old, fresh out of college, saved all their money from birthdays and graduation and all that, and jobs, had it all saved away. Let's say they have like 20 grand in the bank for a down payment on a house, and they can't get because their credit sucks. But when they were fresh out of high school, they could get $100,000 fucking college loan that's going to take them 30, 40 years to pay off. It makes no sense.
It's a scam. It's all a scam. Like, college, I don't think college should have a cost. I think because secondary education is considered the norm now.
Yeah.
I think prestigious colleges should be able to charge, like the Harvards, whatnot. But any state school that's state funded or like community college should be free, should be included.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, then yeah, you've got to pay something for it. But
yeah,
you know, and college has become a bit of a scam. I mean, you've got all these boneheads taking stupid majors, then they come out and they're waiting tables at the Olive Garden for the next 20 years trying to pay off those student loans because, you know, they went and got, you know, a master's degree in Buddhism or philosophy. It's, I mean, there's...
Why? Why should I grind the cheese until you say when? Shouldn't I say when? It's unprofessional.
You know, there's plenty of careers that need a college education. But, you know, even though I myself am college educated, I'll admit, marketing degree, which I have, ain't shit.
No.
You know, I have a marketing degree, and, you know, for more than 20 years, I've been in broadcasting. And not the marketing end of it, you know.
The thing is marketing can be taught, but it's something that you're kind of born with too, you know.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're doing just simple sales, then yeah, that could be taught. But I mean, if you're, you know, working for an ad agency, you're doing the advertising stuff with marketing. That can't be taught. That's,
no, it's something you're just born with.
It's, yeah, it's creative talent. You know, you have to be born with that. You know, the idea is being able to come to you, you know, for advertising.
Yeah, like when I did my business administration, like it was light accounting and just taking tests. Like it wasn't really anything where... And what I remember our one teacher, he's like, it's 50% schooling and 80% your personality. Yeah. And I'm like, the math don't add up. He goes, yeah, it don't matter. I'm a marketing teacher, not a math teacher.
But I will say,
you know, it's like,
you know, I don't want an accountant that doesn't have a degree.
Yeah.
You know, like doctors, lawyers, accountants, like pharmacists, those are people that need degrees. You know, but also
anything in the arts don't need degrees.
Think about, you know, how many prerequisites you have to take in order to get to work on your major. You know, some of them are just completely unnecessary. Like, I had to take foreign language classes for my major. Yeah, okay, if I was going to go to, you know, to Mexico, I might need some Spanish. Or if I was going to go to France, I would need to know French. But I wasn't planning.
You know why that is? The more class you take, the more money they can charge you.
Well, yeah, that's a thing. You know,
the business.
Yeah. But I will say, you know, if you're going to get into one of those careers where college is necessary, then yes, by all means, please go to college.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing it just to prolong having to go out into the real world, then it's not worth it for you. Go to trade school. Find a trade.
You know,
and you know, most people, when they think of trades, though, they think of like mechanic or plumbing or something like that. There's other trades, you know, you know, there's so many like office jobs that you could get from a trade school.
The thing about trade school is, I think one of the things Pandemic did teach us was that trade schools are not like a bottom tier thing. Like,
No, they're not. I used to think they were. Trade school.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, he goes to trade school. But those people that like graduated went right to trade school, they're the ones that own their own plumbing company by now.
Yeah.
And their electrician company, you know, they're doing great. They're not making hundreds of thousands a year, but they're making high 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
They're living comfortable.
Well, I know a guy.
That's the thing. Like,
I know a guy, because I used to look down on, when I was in high school, I used to look down on the kids that went to the vocational school.
Yeah. You
know, but I know a guy went to the vocational school there. I think he took auto mechanic or auto body or something like that. And he was so good. He got a job right away, right out of high school. Worked it for about 7 years. And then when the teacher of that class retired, they asked him to come back as a teacher of that class. And they said they would have asked him to come back sooner, except that in the state of Ohio, I think you have to be 7 years out of school to be a teacher or something like that. Something stupid. Or it was, yeah, it was what, however many years they needed to be out of school.
They want to have some life experience first.
Yeah. But yeah, now he's been teaching there since then. I think he's probably going to be retiring himself in a few years from that. So good for him. He made a good living doing it.
Yeah, like kid I know, Bud. Like, he went straight out of high school, and he worked with his dad. His dad was a plumber. Now he has his own plumbing company. And he's doing great, you know?
Yeah,
you know Bud. You know what I'm talking about, right? Jesse's husband.
I don't think so. I don't know who Jesse
is. Yeah, a little Bud, little guy. He just, I mean, I remember going drinking with the kids, being blacked out, drunk up in Kent, and thinking, man, what's this guy going to do? And then he just, you know, he got something. He has a kid. He's married. Successful business. He's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
He's a great plumber. And I could be wrong, but I don't recall him ever going to college for it. And he's doing great.
You don't have to go to college for plumbing.
But I mean, and he's good at what he does. He does with a smile. And he is jacked, man. He freaking Bud works out. But he's only like 5'3", I think, 5'4", little guy. But man, he is cut. He looks like a statue, man.
But yeah, but not all trade schools are going to be physical like that either, you know?
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, like, any like, if one of my kids, like EJ, my oldest kid, if he said, Dad, I'm really into carpentry and electrician. I want to go to trade school and not college. Do you think I would yell at him and tell him, no, you're going to college, make him do something he didn't want to do? No, I'd support him. Like, yeah, man, I might need electricity down at my house for free. Go ahead and do that.
You know,
I think I'm going to trade school all my kids for shit I need done around the house.
You know, I'm going to kind of push all my kids to further their education after high school, for sure.
Yeah. And
especially my oldest is super intelligent. But, yeah, what they decide to do, like, if they want to go to college, I'm going to be like, look, don't waste your time unless it's something that is incredibly necessary.
Yeah.
You know, don't go and get an English lit degree. You're never going to use that. What are you going to use that for? You can't be an English teacher with an English lit degree. Because then you have to go and get an education degree, you know?
Yeah.
So, don't go and get a pointless degree. You know, I will encourage college, although I feel like college is way more expensive than it should be. I'm not going to discourage any of my kids from doing it as long as it's something that's going to work out in the end.
Most local colleges are pretty affordable, and the online colleges are pretty affordable now. Like, how many people we know went to the branch, you know?
Yeah. That's where I started out when I was still in high school. I went to Kent Trumbull, and then when I graduated high school, I did one semester there because my credits wouldn't transfer unless I did one more semester there.
Yeah.
Because that would have put me as into my third year of college. Yeah. So I finished basically a year and a half of college before I graduated high school. And I had to do another semester, and then I transferred to Hiram.
Yeah.
Which is another local college.
Yeah, Hiram is a good college because it's small.
It's private. It's a liberal arts college, which usually that's bad. But no, it's a good college.
Top of your class in Hiram, but then be in the bottom percent, barely passing at Ohio State, and they'll say, "Well, that Ohio State degree is better than you being top of your class in Hiram." A college degree is a college degree. It shouldn't matter from who it's from. Slaves to branding.
It's all in what your transcripts look like a lot of times too. You know, like I've had instances where I've had to use my marketing degree. And there was one place I interviewed with once that asked to see my college transcripts. So I showed them to them.
I have no idea where those are. I don't even know where my diploma is. You could always go to school. I thought my mom had it. Yeah, I thought my mom had it, but I don't even know where the hell that is.
I have all of mine.
You could always lie, too. You could always lie in your application. No one ever checks that shit.
Well, yeah.
Unless it's like a really prestigious Fortune 500 company, no, you can lie about it.
Yeah. I've lied on plenty of resumes.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They hire you, and then they figure out you're doing a good job. They're not going to get rid of you because you're lying on your resume. They're going to be like, wow, we should have taken a chance on you.
Well, you know, my first radio job was at an AM Christian station in Warren. Well, then I interviewed for a job at WHOT, which is Hot 101, the big top 40 station in the area. And I was like fresh out of high school. I lied about my age at first. I said that.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, I was 19.
It's going to look really weird if you fill out your W-2.
I was 19 and I said I was 20. And I told them that I had just been working at a station in Chicago and I wanted to move back home. That's why I was coming there, blah, 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 you know. And they ended up hiring me, so. But, yeah. Now, I never worked at that station in Chicago, but they bought it.
But Jim Loboy's going to call us when I knew you motherfucker. Oh, no. You lied to me. Oh, you no. lied.
I hope Justine Thomas isn't listening. You know, what's funny, though, is, like, a lot of the people at that station have been there since we were kids.
Yeah, AC and Kelly, don't they still do the morning show? Yeah.
Dude, usually a top 40 station, once you hit 40, you gone. And those people have been on the air for 30, 35 years.
Hell, it took me till I was, like, in my 20s to figure out that Bang on a Drum All Day didn't say I want to listen to the AC and Kelly show. I want the AC and Kelly show. Like, I always thought this was the song went. And I heard it one time. I'm like, this isn't the right song. My boy's like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, it's supposed to be AC and Kelly show. It's like, no, it's never been in there, man.
Yeah, top 40 stations, usually they want to keep their on-air talent young and fresh. But for some reason, WHOT likes them old and crispy.
But all they're doing is playing music that's predetermined. There's no real DJs anymore. Like, they just get on for filler in between songs, and it's a playlist.
Well, some shows are pre-recorded.
Yeah.
You know, you just record your talking parts, and sometimes there is a live DJ and they're playing the music, though. I mean, it is a playlist, but sometimes there is a live DJ and they're pressing play.
Yeah, that's all it is. But
still, you know, you've got the voice on the radio. They usually want it to be somebody young. You know, which is why it's surprising that Ryan Seacrest is still doing a top 40 show.
Well, Ryan Seacrest's only 30.
It's crazy, though. That dude, you know, he does the morning show on KISS in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He starts at 6 a.m. or no, 7 a.m., which is 10 a.m. our time on the East Coast. Okay. So his show with Kelly Ripa ends at 10 a.m., which is 7 there. So the time he's supposed to start his radio show. He has a radio studio in his dressing room on live so that he could just immediately go off stage, go to his dressing room, and get right to his radio show and broadcast in L.A. That dude is one of the hardest working dudes in broadcasting, easily.
Yeah.
Because then he also does American Idol, too.
Yeah, I remember that. He did American. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was doing 3 or 4 jobs a day at one time.
Yeah, he's still doing American Idol. He's doing something else. The guy's everywhere. He's like the new Dick Clark.
Yeah. And that's why he took over.
Yeah.
Dick Clark. He does the New Year's Eve thing. And
too many people hate on Ryan Seacrest, but he's a super nice dude.
He seems like it. I mean, I wouldn't mind if he was faking like Susie Wee Holmes. Like, I fucking hate all these people. God, I want to fucking murder him. Like, I could see him having his own rage room at home where he just gets home and, like, smashes a bunch of cheap furniture and shit.
Or he snaps like Carson Daly in Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah. But I tell you what, I mean, for me, I don't know how nice people are so nice all the time. Because I can fake being nice for a good maybe hour and a half. It tears me up inside. It hurts.
You know, I'd say that I'm generally pretty nice most of the time. I'm not really a mean person. I can't be.
I don't really like the world, so. But I fake it. Anytime I go out, like, The nice people at Dunkin' Donuts know me. The grocery stores, they all know that nice Ed. Up at the dollar store, they all know me. But, like, behind my head, I'm like, these motherfuckers, I cannot stand the way you talk. I don't like the way you look. Your hair looks a mess. Like, I hate it. I hate the public. But I will fake it for a good hour or two.
So, I launched my new show this week. My solo show.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. Well, you know, it's scripted. This one is, and I've been writing episodes, for a while now. I think I'm up to like 3 or 4 episodes. I was gonna write like 10 before I start recording, and then keep myself probably about 10 episodes ahead as far as writing goes. But so last week, a friend of mine sent me a song. And he said, you know, I know you're kind of like a walking encyclopedia of music. This song is, everyone on the internet is trying to figure out who does this song. Maybe you can figure it out. Like, yeah, okay. So I listened to the song and I'm like, okay, it sounds like about 10 bands I can think of off the top of my head. So I searched for this song online, and apparently there's like this whole like mystery behind this song. A whole history that's been going on for almost 20 years now.
You didn't get a phone call that said 7 days, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But I guess...
I feel like we went over this before. Did we do something on this?
I just found out about this last week.
Maybe if someone else told me about this mysterious song.
Yeah, so I looked it up online. I guess this dude, like we used to do, he used to record songs off the radio onto tapes. And he was very organized about it. Like, he would, record an entire radio show, and then afterwards take out the songs that he liked and then tape them onto tapes. He would fill out the, little card with the title and artist and everything. And then this one, he had no idea who it was. And in 2004, this happened in 84. So in 2004, his sister bought him a web domain because he had a couple that he couldn't figure out, who they were. And his sister was like, upload these to the internet, see if somebody can help you figure out who they were. They all got figured out except for this one song. And people have just been going nuts ever since. There's, they've contacted the original DJ that played the song. They've contacted...
I remember it was the 80s.
Yeah, they've contacted, all kinds of bands, hey, is this your song? And no one can figure out who it is. It's probably just some local band that had a demo that got sent to the radio station and accidentally played.
Probably what it was. Yeah. Is it a good song, at least?
Dude, it's a banger, dude, actually, yeah. Yeah. I was surprised.
We should adopt it for our opening, since there's no copyright on it, because no one knows who did it. Right? Isn't that a loophole?
Dude,
really? Who owns copyright? No one does.
Yeah, because I played it on the show.
Yeah, it's mysterious.
But yeah, I thought about that. I was like, it's a good song. Like, maybe I could use it as a closing song on the other show. Yeah, but then, then, 5 years down the road, when the band, they figure out who the band is, and they file a copyright claim, and I'm like, shit, now I gotta write these guys a $5,000 check.
84, you said it was?
Yeah.
So that was almost, 38 years ago? Around 38 years ago?
Yep.
Wouldn't the statute of limitations, be gone from that?
What, for copyright?
Is there, a time limit?
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no statute of limitations on copyright.
I feel like whoever copyrights it first is the one who,
No. I know that, there was one guy who claimed that he wrote it, but he had no real proof. He tried to file a copyright claim in Austria, and it didn't get approved. Yeah. But, because Gene Simmons tried to file a copyright claim on the Happy Birthday song. You remember that?
Yeah.
He got turned down for that. Maybe I should try to file a copyright claim on this mystery song.
You would have to, I don't think you could you?
No, I can't. I was only 3 years old at the time. I don't think they're going to believe me.
No, the guy gave it to me as a birthday present.
Yeah. But, the song, it's got a cool 80s vibe to it, It's not a fun party song or anything, but it's just it's a cool song.
Yeah, you hear it, this is from the 80s.
Yeah. Maybe it was a time traveler that went back in the time with the song that he recorded now, made it sound like an 80s song, and he got it on German radio. It's kind of like the Mandela effect thing. Somebody went back in time and changed the spelling of the Berenstain Bears. They got rid of that, that Sinbad movie where he was a genie.
I'm telling you, that's a real movie, man.
Dude,
seen it.
Years ago when somebody first told me about the Mandela effect, I'm looking at some of the claims, like Fruit Loops, how Fruit Loops was spelled. Or
F-R-O-T, isn't it? those loops are in it.
No, you were incorrect, actually.
It is F-R-O-O-T.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Fruit Loop cereal. F-R-O-O-T. Because there's four O's in it.
Okay,
because
yeah,
it's the
wait.
Little circles.
Maybe it wasn't Fruit Loops. It was something else. Hold on.
No, it was Fruit Loops. People thought it was F-R-U-I-T.
Okay. And Jif. They thought Jif peanut butter was Jiffy. The spelling of Looney Tunes. They thought it was T-O-O-N-S. They thought it was that because that would make sense. But it was actually T-U-N-E-S. Curious George having a tail. Like, I don't remember ever seeing Curious George with a tail.
No.
But
he doesn't, does he?
No. But there was so many things like
it, though, huh?
They were like, oh, we thought Nelson Mandela died in prison. Like, how would you think that Nelson Mandela died in prison when he was elected president after he got out of prison?
You know the funny thing about Nelson Mandela? He spent how many years in prison? 20?
Something like that, yeah.
And then he gets out the first year and divorces his wife.
Yeah.
He's like, I just went through 20 years of prison. I can't handle this woman. Cannot handle it.
But, you know, I looked into, you know, all the Mandela effect things. And, like, a big one, like, you know I've never seen Star Wars. But the most famous quote everybody says is, Luke, I am your father.
Ah, but he doesn't say that.
Exactly. And that's the Mandela effect thing. Like, even I have repeated that line so many times. You know, everybody. You walk past a fan. You have to go up to the fan, put your face in there, go, Luke, I am your father. You have to. You know, that's a thing. Even whether you've seen the movie or not. So, I, having never seen the movie, always thought that that's what the line was. And I remember years later, I was online and I saw the clip from the movie. It was like something like Darth Vader asked Luke if he knew who his father was or something. He said, you killed my father. And he says, no, I am your father. I'm like, oh, so I guess people have been misquoting this for years, whatever, you know, no big
deal.
Yeah,
he just puts Luke, someone put Luke in front of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, if you just say, no, I am your father, most people aren't going to get it. Especially if this was like right after the movie came out.
Yeah.
Years later, it's now this huge iconic movie. But back then, you know, you just say, no, I am your father. People wouldn't know what you're talking about. So somebody started saying, Luke, I am your father. And it stuck. It spread. And now people, you know, even people who've never seen the movie, everyone thought that was the line. So it has nothing to do with Mandela effect. And everything to do with somebody changing it and it catching on. You know, there was the Monopoly guy and his monocle. He never had a monocle. I don't remember him ever having a monocle. Do you?
Who?
The Monopoly guy.
Huh. No, I guess not.
I don't remember him ever having one. But a lot of people do.
Sex in the City is one of them, too. I'm looking up a list. Everyone thinks it's Sex in the City.
No, it's Sex and the City.
It's actually Sex and the City.
Yeah, I used to have all the DVDs, and I used to watch that show, so I never thought it was. But Sex in the City makes sense. And that's why people think it. That's what it is, you know? Kit Kat is another popular one. People think there's a dash in between the kit and the cat. People used to think there was a dash between Coca and Cola. Oscar Mayer being spelled with an E in the Meyer.
M-A-Y-E-R.
The Fruit of the Loom cornucopia.
I remember that.
There was never a cornucopia. I don't remember there ever being one.
Fruit of the Loom?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Never. There was never. Are you serious? There was never a cornucopia. However, the one thing that I cannot get past is the Sinbad Genie movie. Shazam. Right? Is that what it is, Shazam?
Shazam was actually was Shaq.
Okay, so it was Kazam?
Kazam. Yeah, Kazam it was.
It was called Kazam.
No, it's Shazam. Kazam was the Shaq movie.
Okay, yeah. So Shazam, yeah.
Yeah. I remember
Shazam's also a superhero.
Yeah. See, I don't remember what movie I went to see, but I remember going to the theater to see a movie and seeing the trailer for Sinbad and the Genie movie called Shazam.
Someone said they found it.
Yeah, everybody says
that. That's a fun IMDb thing about it.
That's the only one I could never get past. All the other ones, you know, if I think back hard enough, I remember it being the way that they're saying. I never thought Looney Tunes was T-O-O-N-S. I used to watch it all the time. I knew it was T-U-N-E-S, but, you know,
I thought it was Tunes.
Yeah, with the T-O-O-N-S just makes more sense, and that's why people thought that's what it was, because they're cartoons. You know, the other version of tunes would be songs. That doesn't make any damn sense.
You know, if you think about it, a lot of them, like, were songs.
Yeah.
You know, I used to like the documentary Looney Tunes ones. I used to love those ones where, like, they'd be like, oh, and now we see a squirrel quietly hiding nuts, and he takes out a shovel. It's like, I used to like those ones. I don't know why. Those ones were super funny to me. Like the old documentary ones where if you listen closely, you can hear a bird's mating call. Karen! Karen! You know, like this silly shit. And it was always like this one. Like, I remember there was one about a zoo. And this kid kept, like, running around, hitting the bars and poking the lion with stick and shit. And at the end, like, the lion eats him. Like, you just see his hand sticking out. He goes, I'm a bad boy.
So do you buy into the Mandela effect?
Well, the Mandela effect is it's a group belief, and I believe that a group of people can misinterpret something and they all believe the same thing.
You're not you don't buy into the whole time traveler thing, right?
Oh, no, it's not time. No, it's just
that's the popular belief with the Mandela effect is that a time traveler went back and made these subtle changes. And that's why
we wouldn't have a recollection of it.
Well, we've got this memory of the alternate timeline, this small fragment of memory from it.
No. It's like when you're driving down the street with your friend, listening to music, and like both of you sing the same part, but both of you say different words.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, that's common. There's like a whole thing about misheard song lyrics, you know, like that Elton John song, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Yeah. Or the end of We Are the Champions. He never says of the world. He just says, We Are the Champions, and that's it.
That's a Mandela effect right there.
Yeah. It reminded me of it while I was looking through the things.
Yeah, he never says of the world. I don't remember him ever saying of the world.
See, now I do. Like, I have it of the world. Like, I have it in my head. Like, when I hear that song, I always say of the world at the end.
I think somebody might have dug up, like, a live bootleg and uploaded it to YouTube recently where he did say of the world. But then, like, they sifted through all these other, like, hundreds of hours of live Queen recordings where he never said it.
Yeah, maybe he did it. Maybe it's a live recording that somebody heard at one time.
So this guy was like, well, maybe he said it like one time at a live show. And so then somebody started singing it that way and other people kind of caught on. And then when it gets to the end of the song, they're like, wait a second, where did that of the world go? Like, it was never there. It might have happened like one time.
It's like that. It's like the different version of Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard the one he does live?
He does it live differently
quite a bit. And then you hear on the radio, you're like, wait, where's that one part?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all a matter of, like, it's like that game Telephone.
Oh, yeah.
You know? One person says it and, you know, gets out of control and it gets, you know, changed at some point even, you know?
I remember a teacher using that as an example about rumors one time. I guess there was a rumor going around about some kid, and she goes and she tried to explain to us, like, rumors can't be trusted. He goes, I'll show you. I'm going to say something. I'm going to write on a piece of paper. I'm going to say something to the first person, and you say it to the next person. We'll go all the way around the class and see what happens. And at the end, it was like,
that's exactly what it is. And, you know, that's the same with urban legends, too. Like, did you have a hot dog girl at your school?
A what?
Hot dog girl?
Explain that better. Give me a little.
A girl who was masturbating with a frozen hot dog, and it broke off and got stuck in her vag. Did you have one of those at your school?
No.
No? Yeah, I had like five.
It reminds me.
And I know a lot of other people who had one at their school, too.
But there's always that rumor about that girl that lets her cat or dog go down on
them. Oh, yeah, that's
one.
The dude that'll put peanut butter on his sack and let the dog lick it off.
Yeah, that's a myth. That never happens.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But
yeah, that's like that's how urban legends start. Like, it may not even actually happen. Somebody just makes it up. You know, like somebody at your school might be like, hey, so my buddy at this other school, like, his sister's friend was like masturbating with a hot dog, a frozen hot dog, and it broke off in her pussy, and she had to go to the emergency room. So then, like, it keeps spreading and spreading, and now, like, every school in the state of Ohio has, you know, 5 to 10 hot dog girls.
I'm going to tell my kid about that after this so it spreads at his school here to make sure. I'll see if he hears about it.
I know so many people that will tell me about the hot dog girl at their school, and I'm like, you know, there was, like, 5 of those at my school? It's old news, man.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch, like...
Just like, with haunted places... Just about every fucking town has a crybaby bridge.
Oh, yeah. Where is that one? You know, what is it? In, what the hell is that town past Bezetta? Straight up the street from Champion. It goes Bezetta, then it goes something else. What's that town? The Amish town.
Farmington?
Where they have the railroad tracks that your car will stall out on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's like whatever that next town up. From Bristol. It goes like Champion, Bristol, there's that next town up. What is it?
Farmington?
Farmington, yeah. There's a train tracks in Farmington that people say if you drive your car on it and you stop, that your car will stall out.
I've heard about so many of those. There's one out in Majorie, too, that they say that about. There's so many stories about that. But the thing is, there is a bit of reality to that, though. If you stop your car on train tracks... And then turn it off, turn it back on, it won't start back up. But I think that it's something like it only if a train is about to come by or has already just come by, because the magnetism on the track will kill your battery.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's scientific.
So, but that's how a rumor like that gets started, though. Maybe, you know, somebody was near this haunted spot and train had just come by. They pull onto the train track, turn their car off, try to start it again. It doesn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So then now it's this big urban legend, you know.
So that's the thing humans do. Humans have been doing this at the beginning of time, trying to explain things with mythology that they don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, lightning can't be something from the weather. It has to be caused by a god, you know. The flood. Now, there's no way we should flood and die. It hadn't been caused by angering Apollo, you know. Yeah. We modernize it now. There's still people who are superstitious and believe those kind of things.
Did you ever see the Urban Legend movie?
You know, I
they did a good job
with that. I started
that,
watching that on, like, but I think I was at a party or, like, just drinking at someone's house or something like that.
This is a good movie. But one of the urban legends they depict in that movie was the guy and the girl making out in the car. They hear a noise. He gets out to inspect. He's gone for a while. She keeps hearing the noise and can feel something tapping on the roof of the car. She gets out. It's him hanging from a tree, his feet tapping the top of the car. Somebody I went to high school with claimed they knew somebody that happened to.
Yeah, there's the hook guy.
Yeah, because like one of the popular spots for us to go, like, you know, parking spot was Hatchet Man Road, which is like literally 2 minutes from where I lived. I used to go down. I used to take girls down there all the time. That was my spot.
I've been there a couple times.
You'd always hear about, like, oh, that happened there, and then the how it became Hatchet Man Road was some dude like hacked up a bunch of people. I could never find any news articles related to that. It's crazy how urban legends get started, though.
I just thought it was a bunch of ICP kids hanging out down there.
There was a lot of that going on, too. They'd go down there and do their drugs and drink their Faygo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got high there one time.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Head on over to PlanetChaosRadio.com and check out our new merch store. You can grab yourself a t-shirt, hoodie, stickers, pillows, and more. You can also get Brandon's book, Bedtime Stories, there as well. That is PlanetChaosRadio.com.
I'm sure you probably heard that Elon Musk made an offer to buy Twitter, right? You heard about this.
Yeah, I did. I don't understand why, though. Like, he said it needs to be a free speech platform, but it already is.
Well, you know, yeah. But here's the thing. This is why Elon Musk is, you know, what you said Jeff Bezos was. And that's a supervillain. But Elon Musk just loves watching people fuck with each other. That's pretty much what this is. You know, the far-right extremists are no longer on Twitter. A lot of them have been removed. You know, he wants to bring them back and see them fight with the far-left liberals. It's not about free speech.
I have everything. You have nothing. Fight for my entertainment.
But what makes Elon Musk so dangerous is the fact that the left thinks he's on their side, the right thinks he's on their side, when in reality, he doesn't like either of you.
He's definitely gifted. He definitely has a little bit of Asperger's in him. He's definitely a little eccentric. But the problem is he has the money and the power to do whatever crazy fucking idea pops in his head. That's the problem.
If they let him, they're not going to let him buy Twitter.
Oh, no. They have a poison pill. It's what it's called in their incorporation thing, where shareholders can split their shares for like a fraction of the cost to dilute anyone from having a majority stake.
Yeah, he is like the majority stockholder right now.
No, they poison pilled him. He's not going to be. They're gonna dilute their own stock to make more of it. So like say one share is worth $100. They're gonna split that share into two or three. Yeah. And devalue it by that price.
Well,
but not let him have it.
And he was at first was like, oh, I'm gonna be on the board of directors, and then he was like, No, I changed my mind. I don't wanna be on the board of directors now.
He is supposed to buy the whole damn thing.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, I'm just gonna buy Twitter. And I'm going to make it a private entity. It's not going to be publicly traded anymore. Like, no one's going to allow that. Are you fucking kidding me? Nobody's going to allow that. Because in order for him to buy Twitter, he would have to buy out every stockholder. And right now...
No, what he'd have to do is he'd have to get the majority of stockholders to approve the sale. He don't need all of them.
In order for it to be a private entity, he would need to buy every stock to take it off.
No, what happened is there would be a sale, and then whoever owns stock would get a portion of that sale to the proportion of what they own. So, say I own like 0.05%. I only have a couple shares. If the board of directors says we're going to sell Twitter to Elon Musk, then I get 0.5% of the amount of money that they sold it for. It's the board of directors that decide if the company gets sold and turned private or not, not all the stockholders.
Okay. It's still not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because the board of directors said, no, we're going to poison pill and dilute his chair.
Yeah.
We're going to dilute his stake, which they did. So.
And speaking of Twitter.
It's all fake shit.
You see, there was an NFT of the first tweet. You heard about this, right? I don't think we discussed this on the show.
I heard about it.
So, so this guy bought this NFT, which is about the most worthless thing because it's it's just a certificate that says that you own the first tweet. It's so stupid. So this guy buys the first tweet, the NFT, for $2.9 million. And he says, I'm going to put it on auction. And his plan was to put a reserve price of $48 million on it for the auction. The starting bid was 99 cents. It sold for $277.
Oh, man.
Of course, because the reserve price was $48 million, he doesn't have to sell it for that $277. Nah. You can just hang on to it. But at this point, why would you hang on to it? It's not like it's going to increase in value.
One day some idiot might buy it. It's like
NFTs going to be a thing, though? Are they going to continue catching on? I mean, there's some NFTs that are selling for hefty prices. Like these bored apes. Have you heard about these bored apes?
Yeah, those fucking monkey pictures.
Like they're selling for like $100,000 now.
Like, I don't under... It's... I don't know. I think it's a way to launder money, honestly. I think it's a money laundering scheme that somebody caught on to.
It's just something new that they're coming up with that isn't going to catch on. It's like when
No, it's already caught on. No, it's caught on.
But it's like in the late 90s. You remember when they were going to try to replace CDs with the mini discs? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And that took off for a minute, and then it crashed and burned. That's what's going to happen here. Same with crypto. You know, look at have you seen this documentary about Bitcoin Beach or Bitcoin Island or whatever it is? Have you heard about that?
I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
For everyone in the whole island, they live there and they trade. There's no money. It's all crypto.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like,
and it goes up. It goes up and down, though. Crypto's always going up and down.
So, it's not a set value.
So, you know, like in the documentary, they asked like the shopkeeper, like, what happens when the price of Bitcoin drops? And he's just kind of like, eh, that's how it goes. You know, there's countries that are now, you know, accepting Bitcoin as a form of currency or other crypto as a form of currency. I think Brazil or Colombia or one of those South American countries just started accepting Doge.
I think Lauren owns Dogecoin. I think she invested some money. I think her brother made some money. So she's like, I'll invest a little bit of money and see if it grows. I don't even know. Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
When's the last time you checked your Dogecoin? She don't even know.
Yeah.
I bet you half of the people invest is like people throw money in it and then they just lose their shit and they forget about it.
Yeah.
Because I know years ago when Bitcoin first came out, it was used to buy drugs.
Yeah, that's how crypto started. Was
that's how it started.
People buying drugs and guns and all kinds of illegal shit on the dark web.
And I remember Bitcoins used to be like 30, 40 bucks if they were cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to CVS with them to get them. He had a couple hundred bucks worth of Bitcoins.
Yeah.
And then he got clean and had no use for them.
Yeah.
So he had a shit ton of bit, like he'd be a millionaire right now, but he lost because it was the time he was doing drugs and shit. He forgot what email and password he used.
Yeah.
So he lost all that.
When Bitcoin first came out, it was like $1 a Bitcoin, and a friend of mine was like, "Hey, let's invest, like $100 in Bitcoin, and see where it goes." I'm like, well, what's Bitcoin? So he explained it to me, and I'm like, no, like, this is shit that's being attached to, like, illegal activities. I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, or ecstasy and shit.
And he was like, yeah, you're probably right. And then last year, he texted me to tell me I was a fucking idiot. He's like, you know we'd be, like, millionaires right now if we'd done that. I was like, yeah. And I also know how both of us were 10 years ago. And as soon as it hit a certain point, we would have sold and walked away with maybe double or triple, and then would be kicking ourselves anyways because we didn't stick around until it was 60 grand a Bitcoin.
I wish I would have
and then just let it ride. You know, I let
it's a gamble, and I'm not much of a gambler. Like,
I let Dogecoin ride for a couple weeks, and I think I made $100 off of Doge with an initial investment of like 30, I think.
Yeah, I think Lauren only put like 40 or 50 in it, something like that.
Yeah, but I took all my crypto out when it started crashing last year, and I made a profit off everything, but wasn't anything to brag about.
No, it was like, hey, we're gonna get pizza with an extra topping this week, kids.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
And it made some money on the crypto.
Yeah.
You guys could have extra cheese. Oh, even throw in some crazy bread. It
wasn't like I was buying a vacation home or anything.
Yeah.
Same with my stocks, dude. Like, I had to sell all of it because it just wasn't making me any money. But it's like you said, it's a gamble. You got to get in on something when it's new and then just let it ride. Like, I probably should have let my Poshmark stock ride because it's gone up significantly. When I went in as soon as they started publicly trading it. And then it started going down. I'm like, I got to pull. So I pulled, and now it's back up, and it's just been steadily rising. But, you know, it is what it is.
What are you going to do? Yeah. It's, and a lot of that is a lot of insider shit, too. Like, you got to – the stock market is like – it's like 80% gamble, but there is intelligence to it. Like, those guys that work on Wall Street – those guys make all that money, like, they do it for a reason, because they, Jordan, you know, Belfort. They're risking millions and millions of dollars, you know? Like the Wolf of Wall Street kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Jordan Belfort.
Yeah, it's like, he got lucky with it, but there was still a lot of research goes into it, you know? Yeah.
You see, he's doing, like, crypto workshops now. Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is.
He's charging $40,000 an appearance to go to these crypto workshops.
Oh, he's a player, hate the game.
Even though he's someone who came out against crypto in the beginning.
I don't know. It's all fucked up. I'm telling you, crypto, like I said, crypto started out as fucking people using it to trade for drugs and shit. That's what it was. And it just blew up somehow. And I think the mainstream people got onto it. And they're like, oh, no, we're just, you know, it's just, we're revolutionaries. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's all.
Decentralized banking. You know, and
that's the thing, is a lot of these people were getting in on it because they know what's going on with it on the dark web. And they're like, we can make some money off of this. But.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot going on.
Just like any good scam, people catch on to it and then they ruin it and they move on to the new scam.
Yep. So, you see, it's going to be in the 80s next weekend?
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Lauren said, yeah.
Snowing today, and then by Saturday, it's going to be in the 80s. This is insane, dude. I can't stand it.
Look at Ohio, man. It's fucking global warming.
I'm ready for that global warming to start, man.
It did. That's what's causing this shit.
It's insane, dude. Just fill in the fucking lake and we won't
have this global warming. I think it's the way we keep track of time. There's a cycle to it. Because, like, every couple years, like, I look back on my time feed where I'm complaining about it snowing. And then, like, there's times when I don't. So I'm like, okay, every few years it does this. And like the El Nino. So remember how big El Nino was when we were a kid that one time?
Well, it's been back a few times.
Yeah, and no one really talked about it. I don't know why it blew up that one year, though, remember? That one year, everything was El Nino, man.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like, they don't even tell us when El Nino. Was it every 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I didn't know this until recently. Did you know Ethiopia has a 13-month calendar?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it like shorter months though? Does it balance out like the 12-month one, or?
I don't think it does. The year lasts 13 months.
See, I think it's the way we keep track of time. It's fucked up. Like, that's why Easter is tracked by the phases of the moon. So I think that's why Easter is, like, on a different day every fucking year. Because it's tracked by the phases of the moon. Actual rotations and stuff like that.
So figure this out. Ethiopia, each of the first 12 months has 30 days. And then the last has 5 or 6, depending on whether it's leap year. So does that really count?
I mean, is a month defined as a certain amount of weeks? Because not every month is the same amount of weeks, you know?
Yeah, they still have
Like, instead of doing the knuckle thing, January, March, April, May, June, July, August, you know, we do it at the end.
They still have, like... If you have 12 months, 30 days in each month, it's 360 days. And then the last is, you know, the last month is like 5 days. So it's not like they do things much differently than we do. They just made it easy.
Yeah, they don't do the knuckle thing. They get this deal every month, 30 days.
Yeah. Instead of 30 days has September, April, June, and November, all the rest have 31, except February, which has 28.
Oh, I do the knuckles. You don't do knuckles? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Yeah, I never learned that. I learned the rhyme.
Yeah, well, see, the first knuckle, your pinky knuckle, is 31, and then every indent is 30.
Does that really work?
Yeah. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. And then July and August both have 31, so that's why there's two raised knuckles. And September, 29, October, 31, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So I was fascinated by this until I realized it, that would actually be easier if we did that. Why don't we do that? I like that better than what we're doing. Because fuck this stupid Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, like, they could actually... I saw something where they could make it even. They would make the year a different number and make every month even. And it would work out. But we'd have to... See, the thing is we'd have to change everybody's birthdays. We'd have, you know what I mean? Like, that's where it won't change.
Well, yeah.
All holidays have to be redone.
Holidays, birthdays, yeah.
And the Christians are going to be like, well, January 25th it better be. Well, we don't have that anymore. Well, or I'm sorry, December 25th. Oh, it's going to be Christmas.
Sorry, that month doesn't exist anymore. It wasn't Jesus' actual birthday anyways. He was born sometime in the summer. They've already established that.
Yeah, people won't change. They never will. That's why it's fucking 2022, and we're still having fucking abortion. We're still having abortion laws, and we're still having racism. We're still having all this other shit because people won't change.
Yeah,
you can barely get a person to accept that a guy and another guy can love each other and be in a more stable relationship than most straight people.
Yeah,
in 2022, let alone let's change the whole fucking calendar.
Did you see what Buttigieg had to say about the don't say gay law down in Florida?
No.
He put it into perspective about the same way I did. You know, he said that, you know, if his child goes to school and, you know, they ask about, like, you know, what you did over the holidays or whatever, you know, his kid can't say, well, you know, I went on vacation with my dads. While all these other kids are saying, oh, I went on vacation with my mom and dad. Their kid can't say, oh, I went on vacation with my dads. Because it's now illegal. And that's kind of the same perspective that I put it into.
I don't think it's the kids. I think it's the teachers that acknowledge it.
But the teachers have to ignore that something like that happened.
I think what they can say is, I think they say, oh, okay, but they can't explain. Like, if somebody says, hey, how come Johnny Buttigieg has two dads and I have a mom and a dad?
Exactly.
Then they got to say, oh, it doesn't matter, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead of saying,
that's what they can legally do.
You know, sometimes, you know, you have a mom and a dad, sometimes you have two dads, sometimes you have two moms. You know, they can't explain.
And sometimes you don't have either, you know? The thing is... If a child is being taken care of, like, I think what it is some gay parents are super fucking parents. Like, they're really good. Like, you know, like, think about, like, how I would say, like, you need a dad. Well, how come two dads isn't better than one? You know, you can still be soft and sensitive and caring, but still be a fucking tough guy. And, you know, I don't understand.
Oh,
sometimes, like, two moms might be better than like, an abusive dad.
But
you know,
there's also this whole movement with the far right that they're really against education. Like, they want you know, all schools to live stream their classes so that parents can watch at any time, so that they are aware of what their children are being taught, because they don't want their children to be, quote, indoctrinated. And they're like, well, what our kids are being taught in school should be up to the parents. No, because look at places like Alabama and Mississippi and West Virginia that have you know, mostly conservative politicians running the place, and they have the worst education in the country. They have the worst poverty in the country. And they don't seem to think that the two correlate. And
if you, you know,
they're instilling these conservative principles in their education, and it's not working for them. But you go to some place like California or New York, which are super progressive liberal, especially in education, and you see better economy. You know, people are making more money, and there's a better education system.
If you are such a good expert on teaching, you should have been a teacher. If you don't like what your kids are being taught in school, homeschool them. There's that. We've learned exactly. You can homeschool your kids now. It's an option now.
And but it's the not thing hard.
Is a lot of things that you learn, like off the books, you don't learn from teachers. You learn from the other students.
Yeah.
I didn't learn the word cock from fucking Miss Betty in fucking third grade. No, I learned it from fucking Foulmouth Timmy down the street. They hears it from his parents, you know? That's the thing. School teaches you academics and also social skills.
Yeah.
That's where you learn. Hey, that kid eats boogers. Maybe I don't want to be around that kid, you know?
Yeah.
Or kid's fucking crazy. I don't want to be like that.
And, you know, they want religion taught in school too, which, you know what? That's fine. But make it an elective course and offer other religions too besides just Christian. You know, if somebody wants to do Muslim studies class or a Jewish studies class at school, cool, make it elective. And if the person wants to take it, then they can take it. I'm not against it. You know, because I know private religious schools are expensive.
Yeah. And fucking Catholic girls, they pop bottle. Most rapists, serial killers went to fucking Catholic school. But did you see where those people took over that flight and was singing Jesus songs?
Yeah, I heard
during
about
the flight. You know what I think's fucked up about that? The reason why they got away with that is because they were Christian. If a Muslim tried that, or a Jewish person, or anyone else, they would have been, oh, that's horrible. These guys tried forcing our religion down our throats.
Well, you know,
you know what I mean?
A lot of Muslims have come out and said that since 9/11, anytime they wear their traditional garbs onto a flight, they get harassed.
Yeah, which is messed up, man.
People will try to change their seat or something to not be sitting by them. It's insane.
First of all, if a guy's going to blow up a plane, it doesn't matter who sits next to him. He's going to fucking do it.
Well, plus the guys that hijacked the planes on 9/11 were wearing Western clothes. They weren't wearing traditional Muslim garb, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't come on in a little ninja outfit. They came on with t-shirts and jeans. Yeah, it's this thing. It's like, terrorists, they're not going to advertise what they're going to do.
No.
If there's one thing I learned from watching movies, is that terrorists look like everybody.
Yeah.
And they will hide until it's time for them to pop out.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, like, religion shouldn't be taught in school. Like, I know in school here, like, the reason why we have such a late spring break and it's so long, like, it's a week and, like, 2 or 3 days, is because the town we live in is mostly Orthodox Greek Catholics or whatever. And their Easter is a little bit later than our normal. Like, our Easter was Sunday. Theirs is next Sunday. So that's why we get Monday off school too, extra. And I tell you what, the funny thing about that is there's going to be fireworks going off crazy next Sunday because that's what they do. They let out fireworks and celebrate Easter.
Opa!
Easter. Yeah, it's great. And there's no problem with that. Yeah. You know, as a semi-practicing Christian here and there, you know, when I need something good to happen during football or I think I'm going to die, I'm calling God. But I have no problem with that. Like, it's... And everybody always like, oh, religion is religion. But you love the Greek fest when it comes around. You guys are all dick deep in Mount Carmel every time their festival comes around. You have no problem going to the church fest and eating their food and playing their carnival games.
Well, you know,
it's just
I think there's more people out there who believe that there's some sort of God, but they're just fed up with the hypocrisy of organized religion.
Oh yeah,
you know I'm one of those people. You know, I don't go to church every Sunday, but I believe, you know. But I mean, there's so much hypocrisy, you know. And then me being Catholic, and you know the cover ups of the priests and all that, you know. I don't want to be involved with Christian, that end of it.
But we don't believe in that one part, so we're going to call ourselves Pentecostal. We're going to call ourselves, we're going to pick and choose what part we want to believe in. See, that's the thing. It's Jehovah's Witnesses are all like, who the hell are you calling God by his first name? Like, you know, call him God like the rest of us. Don't call him by his name. It's all Hinduism. They believe in different gods, you know, ancient Greeks that, like, their religion, and like, their religion just fizzled out. But who says they weren't right?
Is, you know, the religion that most supposed Christians claim to hate the most worships the same God that they do, and that's Muslim.
Yeah.
Christian and Muslim God is the same God. The Jewish God is the same God.
They all came Jewish from people the and same Christians thing. Is that Jewish people didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
Yeah, they thought that's he was just a prophet.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. And they got bigger noses. I'm joking. I'll pull a Tim Watley from Seinfeld. I could say that because I'm part Jewish.
I never understood that part Jewish bullshit. Jewish is a religion, not a race.
It's a culture. It's a whole culture, man. Like,
you can have same two with parents like, that.
Yeah, but it's the same with like if you're, you know, if you're. Family was Muslim for a long time, and somewhere along the line they decided to switch to Christianity. You still have some Muslim culture, you know. Like growing up, we celebrated both Christmas and Hanukkah. You know, so I could say I'm part Jewish.
That's what I never understood about like we got to get rid of all the Jews. Like Jewish is a religion; they're not a race of people.
Yeah, well, with the whole Hitler thing, it came from, you know, they were supposedly hoarding money, and that's where that, you know, that whole Jews being money-hungry stereotype came from was Hitler.
The thing is, the
why is our economy so shitty? Oh, it's because the Jews are hoarding money.
Well, the thing is about I've noticed about Jewish people is they try really hard to get a good education. They try really hard to focus on like professions that make money, like doctors, lawyers, accountants. Like, they don't get those because they're Jewish. They're not like, hey, for your bar mitzvah, here's a medical degree. Oh, see you in about 8 years. They work for that.
Yeah.
They work their ass off for that. They earned those positions.
It's the same. It's the same in India. India is very big on education. Why you have so many Indian doctors?
That's a small percentage. There's billions of people in fucking India.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But they are big on education over there, though. Education is huge over there.
Yeah.
Because they know that their country is kind of a shithole. They know that. And their whole education thing is like, get a good education and get the fuck out of here. That's their thing.
India's a fucked up place, man. There's
a lot of countries out there that are not doing so well.
No.
I guess that's the best way to put it.
I mean, we have our problems, but, ooh, man, India's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's dirty, and they just go nuts and kill each other with stupid things.
People just take a dump on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Being in Pittsburgh.
And they're dude, their bathrooms though. It's just like a hole in the floor for the toilet. Like if you gotta take a dump, you just gotta squat over. That's how they poop over there. They don't like sit on
like
a toilet.
An outhouse.
Yeah, they don't sit comfortably on a toilet. They just squat and poop.
Now, in the cities and stuff like that, they do. But, like, in, like, the villages, they're still living in the late 1800s, 1900s, man.
Yeah.
But it's a huge place and so many people, like.
A lot of people in India. A
lot of people.
So what do you got coming up this week? You doing anything? I know you got the kids home for spring break.
I think I might hit the yard this week, get it all cleaned up, and mow it. You know, get the good first mow in. That's about it. See, the thing sucks is, like, I used to like going to the park and stuff, but with gas prices being so goddamn expensive, like, it finally dropped under $4.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, under $5.
No, it was under $5.
And that's really put a dent in my, like, with Lauren working from home now, it's awesome because we don't really go any place except for taking the kids to and from school.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point where I was like, I have them riding the afternoon bus to cut down on our gas price, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to have them ride in the morning, too, because it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like way, way, way too expensive. Like, from it costing me pennies to cost me $2 or $3 to take them to school each day, you know? And that $2, $3, 5 days a week adds up.
Well, you know, I think it's funny, you know, the prices were, you know, over $4 a gallon. And then somebody came out and said, well, the price of a barrel of oil is this much. And the last time that a barrel of oil cost that much, gas prices were this. So then the oil companies were like, oh, yeah, sorry, our bad. And they lowered it a little bit. Not to where it's supposed to be or where it was the last time a barrel of oil cost this much, but they lowered it a little bit.
See, the thing is with gas prices, the gas you're putting in your car was made months ago.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how something that was made months ago, goes on the current prices. And do you see where the guy in Western Pennsylvania got in trouble because he was going around gas stations putting the Biden stickers, like, yeah, pointing to the prices? Yeah. I did that. When are people going to realize that the president has nothing to do with gas prices? Like, do you think he's going to sit there and be like, hey guys, I'm making executive order. The gas is only under $5. It has to be under $5. Sorry, guys. He can't do that. It's a private market. Like, yeah. How do you blame Biden? Oh, it's Biden's fault that Putin went nuts and tried to invade Ukraine.
And a lot of it's corporate greed, too.
It is. They're like, hey, there's a war going on. We can cash in this. Well, just like the day after 9/11.
Think about how much money they lost during the lockdowns.
And then now they're reporting record profits.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to make up for what they lost during the lockdowns.
Yeah. We only made $1 billion in profits. We need to get that up to 2 or 3. Those are rookie numbers. We got to bump those numbers up.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's about time to wrap things up.
Wrap it up.
In case you didn't know, you can listen on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Amazon. You can email the show at any time. It's at planetchaosradio@gmail.com. Instagram and YouTube, it's at planetchaosradio. Twitter is at planetchaos_. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. It is at @Brandon_chaos. Tumblr is at @BrandonChaos, all one word. TikTok is at @OfficialBrandonChaos. And make sure you guys check out the website. Some new merch has been added. You can also listen to my new show, The Chaos Theory. Right now it's on Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon. And pretty soon it will be available everywhere else. Anything to contribute, Ed?
Nope. Enjoy the rest of fourth fall this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend we'll have stuff to do.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be outside this weekend.
Yep.
All right, we will see you guys again next week. Goodbye.